Okay, today we start Bava Batra Daf Aleph. Let's begin Hashutafim or Shutfim. These are people who it seems to be own a chatzer together. Shratzu lasot mechitza, and now they want to make a mechitza, a type of wall to divide it between them. It's going to require some thought. Bonim et hakotel beemtza. What they do is they build a wall in the middle. So makom shen will give not gevil, gevil, kefisin, gevil, gezit, kefisin, levenim, bonim hakol lefi haminin. So gevil is avan. Marfulda says these are stones that are not like cut and smooth, uncut stones, if you like. So these avanim de lo mashpia. When it comes to the gazit, these are like nicely smoothed off stones. Kefisin is like a half brick of some sort. So these are all the different type of bricks. So levinim as well. Bon. And in other words, they can if they've decided to split it up. Meaning the chatzer, then what the type of partition they will use is lefi haminhag haminah. The gvil, if it's talking about gvil, which is very wide, six tefachim wide type of wall, then zenot ten shalosh tefachim vezenot ten shalosh. Each have to give half of the width of the wall from their own land. So it's shared across the border, very simply. Okay? Then it continues, gazit not ten tefachim, the width is five, so you split it in two. The kefisim, it's also zenotem tifchaim, each gives two tefachim because it's four wide. Levinim zot tefach mechetza vezenotem. When it comes to these levinim brick walls, they're usually three wide, so therefore each give a tefach mechetza. Lefichach, therefore, im nafala kotel, if that wall eventually falls down years in advance, then we say havanim shel shneihen. The assumption is they both contributed, and the space is both shared by both of them, so it's split. Okay, so I just drew them out fully. Here's Lachar Shanim Rabot. Many years have passed. Each one can't say, the whole wall is done on my part. All the bricks were mine. Even though more, the bricks fell in his side, no, because the assumption is, as we've been saying, if people can divide a chatzer, the wall construction, base construction, we'll discuss in a minute, according to Minhag Minina, and also the space is shared by both of them. That's how it works. Now, what would you do if you did really did? Oh, we'll get to that later on. For if the circumstances were actually lamaisa different, but we'll get to that soon. The Gemara now says, "Hashotavim." Now we've got a little bit of time today, so I want to go through like break from our practice and show you the different perushim here in terms of Marfulda and Ridbaz's flow of the number of the sukkahs here, because exactly what the question is and the flow is understood differently. So the Gemara says, "Hechtanina taman." In a few Mishnah's time, we'll see that we say Ein cholkin et hachatzer. We do not divide a chatzer. We cannot compel, if you like, each party to divide a chatzer, unless there is arba amot lazeh ve arba amot lazeh, which each has a usable space, say four amot each. Doorway spaces, we'll get to that later on, but let's just say at a minimum it was eight amot by four. So they each got four by four. Okay? So what's the question? The Marav Fulda's reading of this, Kolomar Taman Mashma. The Takana Chachamim Eino Ela B'Shiyesh. The whole Takana Chachamim is only if they have four each. The Hacha Mashma here, it seems to imply B'She'ein Ba Din Chalukah. Our case clearly seems to be a case where it isn't a Din Chalukah, meaning it's not big enough to compel each party to divide it. And Chayvuchani, nonetheless, the Chachamim Machayev to build a wall in the middle. Minat Dani Ratzu, that they wanted to split it up. Di'i B'Yesh Ba Din Chalukah Afilu Lo Ratzu Shneihem. Because if it's not Din Chalukah, even if they don't. Neither party, or each, say one party doesn't want to, other party can compel. So what the, if you like, kashrids of the construction of the wall seems to be that Mishnah seems to buy only what, that if there's a din chalukah, and here it says even there's no din chalukah. So the Gemara says, no, amri tamam rotzim. So once again, Marav Fulda says, taman. There it says clearly in the Sefer, ematai, when do we say that they divide? Meaning there when we can compel each party, that's when one party says, when that Mishnah, when there's a din chalukah, that is when one party says, look, I've had enough, I want to split it up, and he can compel the other party. Therefore, our situation is different. Our situation is where they both want to. Now it says, despite the fact that's what we've just explained to be the difference between the two different Mishnahs is Mefurash. Well, sometimes he says the Derech of the Shas, of the Gemara to bring kashas that the Mishnah is later on going to explain. That's kind of the flow in terms of understanding the obligation to build a wall. In terms of Amish is talking about where they both agree, that and later Mishnah where there's din chalukah is when one party agree wants to, another party doesn't. Nonetheless, that can compel, and the din of the wall building is as such. However, I want to show the Ritbaz's flow because this is an interesting flow. But the rejection of this, we're mid sugya still, but then we, but from this point onwards, they kind of agree. But so I was watching the Ritbaz. The Ritbaz is Pirish. This starting point is different. He's saying if our mission is the same as that mission later on, and that mission later on is whether it's a din chalukah, I mean it's there, it's meant to be divided. I mean, our mission is also talking about a situation where there is a din chalukah. The assumption is that's our case. And that which it says ratsu. What type of ratzu is talking about? It's not talking about a ratzu then of wanting to divide it because it's as a din chalukah. One can compel the other. We're talking about ratzu is referring to kai ala kotel. The assumption now we're talking about is ratzu is wanting to build a wall. Aval below ratzu, if they just want to divide and weren't interested in making a wall, all you need is some sort of like few posts here and there to mark off where the border is. So what the Ritbaz is saying, the reason why I'm bringing the Ritbaz as well, because that introduces an idea of what the whole purpose of these walls are. And that is what's called hezek ra'iyah, meaning the lack of privacy. Okay, that someone can look inside else's field. Very simply, they call it that, lack of privacy. So what the assumption is, according to Ritbaz, is the question of the Gemara is if that Mishnah is talking about Din Chalukah, then this is also Din Chalukah. So what's Ratzu? Ratzu must mean if they want to build a wall. That's what Ratzu is. Mashma, they don't have to build a wall. So you see, there's no problem of Ezek Ria because you don't compel them to build a wall. So that's why the Gemara continues. Amri, no, Taman is different. Shneim rotzim bracha, Taman is b'shnei rotzim to do the chalukah. Because that's talking about a case where there is a din chalukah. However, here's where they want to divide, meaning the kevin ein ein lanu okmem didan the ratzu in our Mishnah is not talking about whether they want to build a wall or not. We're talking about a very small chatzar where they want to divide. So in other words, the havamin according to the Ritbaz is our chatzar is a big chatzar, the din chalukah, and the ratzu is talking about construction of the wall. And we're saying no. We're talking about a very small chatzar, and the ratzu that the Mishnah is referring to is they want to divide the chatzar. And the reason why they can compel each other is to build the wall because of this whole concept of Hezek Re'iyah, which it underpins the whole flow of the Gemara. That's why it's very important to establish it now, right? Well, at least be sharing it with you now, but establishing on Ritbaz right early in the Sugya that what's really the obligation to build a wall, the chayav to build a wall because it's at the end of Hezek Re'iyah. But the Gemara, and then the Gemara, that's where the Gemara continues and says, no. In other words, whether you understand like the Marafulda or the Ritbaz, he says, no, I'll just continue back to the Gemara. Amri, the Gemara says here, Vafilutema, Hacha Besh'ench name Rotzim, Ratzaze Kofim Laze, Ratzazim Kofim Laze. I'll just read from Marafulda because Ritbaz is very similar. He says, our Mishnah could still be talking about a case where there is a Din Chalukah. But when it says ratzu, it doesn't mean they both want to divide it, because you don't need them wanting to divide it. It just means that one of them wants to divide it, and that's ratzu, lav shnehem rotzim, he says, and therefore they're compelled, if you like, to divide it, no matter talking about the nature of the wall that's constructed. So in other words, both of them really, both Ritbaz and Marafulda say that really when it comes to ratzu, don't be medayik from the lashon of ratzu, because in terms of trying to understanding what the status of our Mishnah is, what the case of our Mishnah is, because our Mishnah could talk about a big chatzer. And Ratzu doesn't mean both of them, because you're right, you don't need both of them. It could mean one of them, and that would be enough to require to for the Din Chalukah. And then the Mishnah continues talking about the nature of the wall that has to be built. But fine. Fine, because by the way, I think we've seen this before, that sometimes when the Mishnah says Ratzu in the plural, it doesn't have to mean both parties in the case. It could be Ratzu, like in cases like this where they want to, meaning one party wants to. Cases, type of thing. Fine. Next. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kofin bechatzerot ve'in kofin begagot. And if you remember in the times of Mishnah, they'd actually use the roof space for purposes as well. Okay, what they're saying is you can compel when it comes to gagot, but you sorry for chatzerot to compel a party to build a wall, construct this wall, hezekriah, but not for, if you like, roofs. Now, again, what I want to do, I want to go through this with the third of the Marfulda and read Baz for you as well. So the Gemara now says, well, Rav Nasa Savar Meima b'chatzer shilamala min hagag. So you can imagine, again, we've got a built on a hill. Someone's chatzer can be higher than someone's roof. I actually have this in my place. My roof is pretty much on the same level as the floor level of the person behind me in my house. So you can imagine it would be, if I didn't have a multi-story, it would be, you can imagine if it was lower, the chatzer would be above my roof because it's quite a significant drop between our two properties. Okay? That's what we're talking about. So we've got someone's roof. Sorry, chatzer is above the level of the person's roof. In that situation, let's continue. Now, what's this talking about? I'll show you the Marfulda. He says, "Bechatzer shilamale minagag, like explained already. If someone's standing in the chatzer, he can see everything that's going on the person's roof. The person, when he's on his roof, he has no visibility of what's going on the chatzer above. Okay? In other words, the Chiddush therefore, what the person can do, let's say the person in the on the gag wants privacy, he can compel the person on the chatzer to build a wall because it's impacting on his privacy. However, v'lo zeh shebegag, but if the person on the chatzer wants to build a wall, the person down below, there's no visibility up there, so he cannot compel the person down below. Okay? And the same goes the other round. Meaning, once again, if the roof is above the chatzer, the person in the chatzer can compel the person on the roof to build a wall, but not the other way around. This is hezekriah. That is the way the assumption of the, this again, Mara Fulda's reading of the assumption of Rav Nasa. Rav Yochanan says, Savar Meimar, no. So to explain this, I want to read the Marfulda once again. He says, in other words, bechatzer shilamale min hagag, that's kamosh amarta. When the chatzer is above the gag, you're 100% correct. The person, the gag can force the person, the chatzer, to build a wall, but not the other way around. Aval, the gag, if the gag's above the chatzer, in kofin, the person, the chatzer, can't compel the person on the gag to build, that's what ma'akeh, some sort of railing and fence on his roof. Kadesh lo yor kachin, not to see what's happening in the chatzer. Disfira leikud Rabbi Yochanan. That in someone's chatzer, they don't do as private activities as one would do on their roof. Because the person treats their roof as a much more private space, it sounded like, than what the people treated their chatzer. This is house. In other words, what it's saying is, if the gag is above the chatzer, then we don't kofin that person the gag to make a marker because, again, the area of the gag is a much more private space. And the chatzer, people didn't use it with such privacy, so it doesn't seem to be a kol marafol. There was an issue of hezekriah; they can compel the person on the gag to build it. Okay, that's the way his vantage point. In other words, the distinction marafol is saying, according to the maskana, is there's a difference in like the privacy of spaces between gag and chatzer. That's what the issue is. Okay, but I want to show you the Ritbaz once again, because the Ritbaz takes a different angle of the slant of the sugya. He says, I'll just explain it from outside. It's not a distinction in spaces. The question is regarding the two spaces that one is used more than the other, that's true. But the difference between Rav Nasa, and Yochanan is what are we concerned about? The person who's going to be doing the looking or the person who is going to be look privacy is being impacted? Okay, so let's have a look. Let's go through the Ritbaz now. He says, one second. Here. Rav Nasa says, Dafke, if he says, that's a Dibro Machil. Meaning hagam de kfiel, in other words, when the, in other words, because the way we're speaking the marful, that we're looking at one compel the other, another can can't compel the person, like who can compel who, but he isn't saying that. He says, if there's hezek re'iyah, they both have to build. It has to be built. So he says, when the chatzir is above the gag, hagam de kfiel leila hamabit. Person uses a chatzir the whole time. It's kavur for him. He's going to be able to look down the whole time. Right? Aval kiva delishtam hamishamesh, the person on the roof, ain't kavua tashmishol. They don't use it as much, which is a different way Mafalda was explaining it. Therefore, ain't kofin. Okay? So when the chatzer is above the gag, according to, again, we look at the victim, if you like, perspective, since he doesn't use it that much, the gag, we say, oh, you don't have to worry about building a wall. Aval begag shu lamala min hachatzir, if the roof is above the chatzir, kiva de tashmish kaviyah, since the victim in this situation, he uses his chatzir. In the chatzir in those days, they used it basically like a room in the house. They had a tanur in it, they had all these things, they used it the whole time. Therefore, hagam de mabit, despite the fact the person going to the roof is not very common, nonetheless, according to Rav Nasa, his perspective is, we look at the victim's perspective. Does he use it a lot? I don't care if the person who's looking in is going to use it a lot or not. I look at the victim. If it's frequent for the victim, we've got to build this wall. Okay? Again, very different to the Maravulda. We're not talking about who can compel who. We're talking about is the Metzius one where we need to worry about a wall or not. If the victim, according to Rav Nasa, if the victim is a space he uses a lot, I don't care if the person looking in uses his space to look in very very much. It doesn't matter if it's a, if it's a, if there's a space that's used a lot, then I have to worry about it. Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, no, it's opposite. We look at the frequency of the use of the person who's going to be looking in. The so-called the perpetrator or the person who's going to be looking in. There, and but not regarding tashmish, but not whether the location is one that he's looking into is going to use for frequently. So therefore, he takes the opposite approach. The chatzer is above the gag. Then it's kavua. This chatzer is a place where the person who's going to be looking in is going to hangs out a lot. So therefore, I don't care if the place that he's looking into is used a lot. We're looking at the so-called mabit, the person who's looking in. Is this a kavua space? It is. Build a wall. Hezekriya. However, avalim gag lamala min achatzer. If the gag's above the chatzer, despite the fact that the person uses chatzer a lot, this since the location that the person is going to look in, he rarely goes onto the roof. About mikevan de lo kavua lamavit ein kofin, which is a fascinating way of looking at the debate. In other words, we were looking at the marafuld and sort of who can compel who, right? And the difference and the machlok between Rav Nasa and Rabbi Yochanan in terms of like what the difference between a roof space and usage, and that was kind of looking at it that way. However, the Radboud says it's no, forget, we're not about who's compelling who. We look at the Metzius. Is this a situation where there's Hezek Re'iyah or not? Okay, if there is, they can kof in it to make the wall. But how do you determine what Hezek Re'iyah is? According to Rav Nasser, it's from the perspective, is this a location where the victim uses the space a lot? Therefore, I've got to worry about Hezek Re'iyah. Irrespective of whether the vantage point for the person looking in is an area he's going to use a lot. I don't care. Is this a place the victim uses a lot? If it is, got to worry about a wall. According to Rav Yochanan, it says, no, it's not. It's got to do with the possibility of the person looking in. Meaning, I don't care if it's a space the victim uses frequently or not. If it's a location where the person potentially could look in because his area is above the other one, is a place that he places uses a lot, the so-called perpetrator, the person who's looking in, then okay, then you can compel, if that's a frequently used place, then you've got to build this wall. That's why if the gag's above the chatzer, people don't use gags a lot, it sounds like, compared to a chatzer at least, so therefore you don't worry about building a wall. Okay, beseder. Those again, two different ways of explaining this, okay. Wasn't 100% clear on the marafolder, but the ribbah, I think, is straightforward. Okay, fine. Let's continue. This is now halacha bet. When it comes to a gina, a garden, also when in places where they make a gedder, they have to make a gedder. They can compel one another. However, the Gemara says, "Aval bika, makom shenagu shelo ligdor." This is a bika is like a field of some sort. Then in mechayvah, one cannot compel the other to, if you like, build. El imratzak kones, but if, well, let's say one person wants to build a fence to divide between his field and his friend's field, he can't compel the other party to build it. And now that's two parts. One is to fund it, another one is to use the land space to build it. So therefore, if he wants to do it himself, gesindai, go do so. However, do it on your own land. Latoch shelo, you build it and you fund it on your own. However, to make it clear that you funded it and the land you built on it was yours, then you should make a little siman on the outside of the wall. Now, why is it on the outside of the wall and the inside of the wall? For a very simple reason, because if the siman was something on the inside of the wall, the neighbor could draw that siman on the inside of the side of his wall as well. So therefore, the siman goes on the outside of the wall. So therefore, if you privately build this wall, then the space and the stones are all yours. However, if they do it together, they both agree, you know, even though it's not the practice there, we're very happy to build a some sort of a fence. Then we say, in Kotel, they share the space, the wall is built mamash on the border. The osim and that siman they make on both sides, mikan mikan. If the kotel falls, they both share the space that the wall is built and the stones as well. Let's learn the Gemara. Vechen begina. Tani, begina ben makom shenagu ligdor ben makom shenolish lo ligdor or kofin. Again, what we're saying here, when it comes to a gina, it doesn't matter whether it was the writer is explaining it a little bit sharper for us, that whether, because it wasn't so clear in the Mishnah, in a place, whether or not there was a minhag to build or not, we say kofin, one can compel for a gina. Ben makom shenolish lo ligdor, kofin. Aval bika, makom shono only in a place nagu ligdor. That's when you compare shel ligdor and kofim. Fine. Let's continue. Now this is the halacha gimel. Hamakifet chaverot. Let's say someone's field has a field, and that all the neighboring fields on all on all sides of him are owned by one person, and that so Shimon's in the middle, Reuven's all around him. Reuven builds walls on three sides, on his own. Okay, makifet chaverot. He can't compel Shimon, who's in the middle, to contribute, because he has got no benefit from the walls at the moment, because it's not completely closed in. However, we'll see in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. However, Rabbi Yossi says, "Im amad the gadar, if the nikaf Shimon gets up and says, okay, fantastic, I'm now gonna, I've got three walls around me, I'm gonna build a fourth wall." Megalgalinetako. In that situation, he has to contribute to the fact of the other three walls that were built around him, because it's quite clear he's quite happy with these walls being built for him. However, the Marfulda says, "Aval the Tanakama, af even if the Shimon goes and builds that fourth wall, he doesn't have to pay for the other three walls." Okay, that's in other words, he only does a wall. That's machlok between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Fine. Mara says, "Kotel shenafal, if a wall falls, mechayim livnot." And gives us a wall between two chatzerot. What is the obligation to build a new wall? According to the, we'll see at the beginning, the Mishnah says, it up to arba amot. Because hezek, the whole issue is because of hezek here. So therefore, four amot sufficient. Just under 2 meters. Okay? Or around 2 meters. And the assumption is that if a wall is built that way, and there's a chazaka, the chezka shnatan achiv yirah shelo natan. And let's say down the track, someone says you didn't pay. The chazaka is that, you know, all the neighbors contributed to build, or the two residents contributed to build this wall until it's right otherwise. However, arbavla, if someone wants to extend it, a super high wall, in mechayim, we can't obligate the neighbor to go beyond the four amot. However, let's say one neighbor funds of his own accord to extend it even higher, and samach, and the other neighbor starts building a wall to the same height next to it, because it sounds, now I've got two fantastic walls, I'll be able to build something with it. Then, even if you didn't build a wall, a roof over it, we could say, no, now you have to contribute to your share, because quite clearly you're happy with the side, the extension of the wall I made. And that's the chazaka is he hasn't paid that ad shi'avi raya, until he brings a raya deeds. In other words, the payment would have to be with Eidid. Okay, let's do a bit more. Hamakif chavero kotel chatzer. Now, Rav Huna says, "Bilvad kish kisha'a shebana achshav, bani." So I'll explain this according to the Marafulda and Pnei Moshe. The Ribazia explains this case like the Ramban, who effectively talks, who says, okay, that, which again, we're talking about a case where it's walled on three sides. And here we're saying we're Ashim on the Nikaf, the person inside, according to the Ramban, says he ended up sealing off the fault wall. That's what the Ribaz explains this whole sugya. You can look at that in own time. I think it's where Askel explains it as well. However, we will explain it in Marfulda and the Pnei Moshe, like in front of us. There's only one little difference at the end. They're explaining, because we're not yet, we haven't yet mentioned Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara, who talks about the case where, oh, the Nikaf put the fourth wall. What we're talking about here is the case where Reuven has put one, two, three walls, and then Reuven comes along and puts a fourth wall around. So he completely surrounds Shimon. That's what we're saying. So I just showed to make it clear. It says, Latana kama de Rabbi Yossi kai. This is the first the Marfulda, sorry, on the sugya. Says the Amar Rishona Shnei Veshishi Enechavin. The fact that the Tanakama says if Reuven put one, two, three walls, we don't mechavim. Mashma what? Mashma. If he put the fourth wall across it, mechavim oto. Then we would obligate Shimon to contribute because he's been completely surrounded and benefited from a four wall falls around it. Which the Mishnah, we haven't discussed that case in the Mishnah. Just to be clear, we're talking about Reuven himself putting all four walls. Because the Mishnah implied, if you did three, you don't mechayim Shimon, mashma, by implication, if you did the fourth wall, it would be chayim to pay, right? Would contribute. Okay? Iman Arvid, gam ken kamosha banal tam gibel sadin. So the Gemara says as follows. So Rav Huna says, bavad b'sha'a or k'sha'a, shebana achshav, de in have bane de kifin, bane le de kifin, which means that when do we say we can obligate this person to contribute really for all the walls? That's if Shimon built with kifin, 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 and the fourth wall was also with kifin. I want to read inside. De in bane de kifin, hainu kifisin, bana la revit, also kifisin. So all walls are the same material. Baram hacha, thinks the Gemara, I'll just read the Gemara and then I'll show you the rest of the Marafulda. It says, Bram hacha ina vibane kifin ubanta levenin gabile kifin v'kol shah denathil banile. Which is a bit difficult to, I read it like the Marafulda, not like the Bnei Moshe, which is Bram hacha. But if the first three walls were done with kifin and the fourth wall was levenin, which is a much lower quality wall, as a din, that what? Gabile kifin. You can get him to pay for kifin for all walls. Shinoten lo kifin kamo besharet sadim. Shimon would pay the cost of kifin all four walls, even though the fourth wall is a lower grade. V'kol emat shenafal ravi, and therefore once if this fourth wall collapses, because it doesn't have the same staying power as kifin does, these stone walls, hamakif, then the makif would have to fund building that wall on his own. The omer lo anikaf, the nikaf says, halachalev not, what are you talking about? You've built three walls kifisin or kifin. So two, you should have done the fourth kifisin. And the reason why Shimon is paying for kifin is so that he's saying, okay, you've surrounded me, I get the benefit. But I've got no chelek in this levanim, because you should have built the whole thing with these proper stones. And if it collapses, now I've given you sufficient funds to build the fourth wall properly. Oh, I'm not having no chelik in his levanim. You can keep the levanim. So therefore, it's almost like he's paying in advance, anticipating the fling is going to fall, and then he'd be obligated to pay for the fourth wall. That's why the Marfulda explains, which is interesting. Just despite the fact, really, at this point in time, he only has a value of three walls of stone and one of the brick, he pays for the full four walls in anticipation for the future. That's why Marfulda explains it, which is strange. That's why, for example, the Pnei Moshe says, when he says, Gabile Kifin, is he says, Bitmiya. He doesn't pay for Kifin. It's like, well, he has to pay for Kifin? No, what he does is, I'll just read the Pnei Moshe, he says, you don't pay for stone wall surrounding to Binyan Kifin. Because he doesn't have the benefit of four walls of stone yet. Because the quality, the benefit is to the level of the weakest wall, which is Levinim. According to Moshe, since the fourth wall is of a lower quality, Reuven only collects the value as if all four walls were Levinim. Which is interesting. Both of them are very, very interesting positions. So let's just make it clear. Once again, Marfulda says, three of stone, one of brick. The person inside pays him the full cost of all four walls of stone, because yes, you've sealed me in, but you haven't finished your job properly, and this isn't going to collapse. You'll be obligated to build the fourth wall of brick. That's what Marfulda explains her. But now Moshe says, why should he pay for brick walls all the way around? The weakest wall is one of stone. He only has the benefit of really stone protection, if you like, being surrounded by to a level of stone protection. So therefore, he'll only pay for stone walls. And that's, again, opposite conclusions. And there are two different ways to explain this. So yeah, the third isn't really buzz, but I'll leave that for a different time. All right, Kol Tov, have a good day, everyone.